This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. May is National Stroke Awareness Month, and today we are speaking with stroke awareness advocate LaWanna Harris. LaWanna, certainly great to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here for a very important cause.
And I couldn't agree more, and really good to have you. So as we had mentioned in the lead-in, May is National Stroke Awareness Month. Is this something young, healthy adults need to be worried about?
You know, I would not necessarily say that young, healthy adults need to worry. I would say that it's absolutely something that young, healthy adults need to be aware of. And in not only aware of the incidence of stroke, but also if you look at some of the recent data that has come out from the National Stroke Awareness Society Association, you'll find that stroke is on the rise among younger adults. In fact, 15% of ischemic strokes occur in young adults and adolescents. And I can say personally, I didn't have that awareness. So worry, I wouldn't quite say worry, but definitely to be aware.
And also understand that you have a bit of a story to share with our listeners today. We'd love to hear from you in these regards.
Absolutely. With my story building upon that the need for awareness, I really didn't have the general awareness that someone as young as 17 years old could have a stroke. And a lot of times young adults, parents, or caregivers, they don't identify stroke symptoms or even could possibly ignore them because they're not necessarily associating something like stroke with that young population. And that happened with my daughter at the age of 17. She did suffer a stroke, and unfortunately she had a massive blood clot and a bleed in her brain simultaneously. And we were just going about our traditional holiday preparations right after Christmas of 2012, and 2 days later she suffered a massive stroke. And I will say at that point, she had some symptoms leading up to the time of the actual stroke event. But again, being young, 17, healthy, we thought about a number of things. Could it be a sinus infection, typical headaches, even just a grumpy teenager? No one had that awareness that we should be looking at something as big as a stroke being the possible cause of her not feeling well. And with her suffering the stroke, she had unfortunately, when we took her to be treated, she actually had to go down to Duke Children's Hospital and was non-responsive for a number of days. So it was a really long process with her working through the stroke, the rehab, and we have a happy ending to the story in that she had a full recovery and is doing well now. However, this has fueled the fire of passion around awareness in all of us, because it changed our lives forever. We want others to know stroke does occur in young adults and to know the signs and symptoms to be prepared if in fact they did find themselves in a similar situation.
And I'm sure that that event totally changed your life, and we are very thankful that you are, from all that you learned there, are sharing it with the world. We're very thankful. Thanks so much. Now, what are early warning signs of a stroke?
Absolutely. So it's one thing to just have the general awareness that stroke is not reserved for the older population or the aging population. That's number one. And with that general awareness, building on that for the specifics, when you look at early signs of stroke, it's the national campaign has centered around the acronym FAST, F-A-S-T. F is for face. Is one side of the person's face drooping? Are they having any problems? And you can even ask them to smile and see if one side of the face droops at all. And the A is for arms. Is there any arm weakness or numbness in one or both arms? Ask the person to lift their arms. Does one drift downward? And then speech. S is for speech. Is the speech slurred? And that's how my daughter presented. She called me. I had gone out to with my son to get something for her stomach, thinking that she had a stomach virus, and she called with slurred speech. that was her physical presentation, and that's what really jarred us into the awareness that, oh my gosh, this is actually a stroke. Because I had a best friend who had presented with that same symptom just a year earlier and had suffered a massive stroke. So S is for speech. And then T is for time. Every second counts with stroke. Every second that you, earlier that you can get the person or the stroke victim to the hospital to care, that increases their chances for survival. It also lessens the chances for some of the chronic disabilities. So immediately, if you suspect any of those symptoms, face, arm, speech, it's time to get them to the hospital or call 911 immediately.
Most helpful information today. We are joined by stroke awareness advocate LaWanna Harris here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, LaWanna, from all that you've learned and from your experience, who is at risk here?
And you know, that is the question that also we all have to share as a part of the general awareness around brain health and stroke awareness, because really anyone is at risk relative to a stroke. There are factors that would cause you to have a higher risk, such as sedentary lifestyle, high cholesterol, some of those things that don't support healthy heart, healthy brain. However, anyone, I've even seen now, just because of my daughter having a stroke and being more involved in the research and advocacy, there are even infants who suffer strokes. So from infants all the way to older adults, which is what we typically, just because of, you know, the general awareness, we think that strokes happen in that aging population, but even infants suffer strokes. So it's something for all of us to be aware of, especially around FAST, those early warning signs, and most importantly, to recognize and know the preventative health measures, how we can maintain healthy heart and healthy brain to prevent strokes, because the majority of strokes are preventable.
And that is certainly good news. Also, tell us more about your book and how listeners can make purchase.
Sure. So from the understanding and the awareness of stroke, and also understanding that the majority of strokes are preventable, it fueled, you know, just a passion for me to put the story out there as broadly as possible. So I wrote a story that just gives the account of my daughter when she had the stroke through recovery, what was happening in our lives as caregivers, just a full 360-degree view. And they can find the book anywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, online, or in bookstores. And even more so than the book, which gives our personal account, I encourage folks to go on to the National Stroke Awareness Association or the National Stroke Association website to look at stroke.org, and just really educate themselves about stroke in general. And, of course, I hope that by just education and awareness that we will begin to see a very steep decrease in the incidence of stroke.
Absolutely, LaWanna. In conclusion, and before you go, any closing thoughts, takeaways, a final word, or anything else you'd like to share in conclusion here today?
Just really, for one, our lives were changed in a second, in an instant. And you know, anytime you have those kinds of situations, we often hear and say, we're all going to hug our children a little tighter tonight. I do that every day. So yes, one piece of what I'm inspired to do is to educate and advocate for stroke awareness, but the other is just to make the most of our lives and the blessings that we have, to not take our health for granted, and to really treasure all of our loved ones and our health every single day.
Again, LaWanna, we really thank you for all that you're doing, and you're certainly an inspiration to us. And again, thanks so much for joining us here today. Where can listeners get more information accordingly, and how could also one be in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. My website is there, LaWannaHarris.com, LaWannaHarris.com. There's more information there. And you can also, on the stroke awareness page within my website, you can also find direct links to stroke.org and more stroke advocacy and awareness materials as well.
Again, LaWanna, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with stroke awareness advocate LaWanna Harris. And for more information, simply visit LaWannaHarris.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.